Please rise in body or spirit for the reading of Scripture. Today's reading is Matthew 15, 29 to 31. Jesus moved on from there along the shore of the Galilee Sea. He went up a mountain and sat down. Large crowds came to him, including those who were paralyzed, blind, injured, and unable to speak, and many others. They laid them at his feet, and he healed them. So the crowd was amazed when they saw those who had been unable to speak talking, and the paralyzed cured, and the injured walking, and the blind seeing. And they praised the God of Israel. The inspired word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
It has spoken to me through the years at different times and in different places and in different occasions in my faith journey, in my life experiences. And it is a real testament to the life and love and ministry of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In his 3 short years of ministry, he did a whopping lot of stuff. But it was these 3 years of impact for the kingdom of God that the Bible is rich with stories, and I hope that you were able to sense and see some of the biblical things that are going on in that. The kingdom of God is here and now, and Jesus made that sure by the ways that he acted and the things that he did. And so, hopefully there, the first verse, where's the song? Let me do it. We're fighting each other right now. Oh, I'm going the wrong way. Don't give me technology. Back. I got this. All right. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Greg. Okay. We're there. You're going to have to get back to the end, though. I'll let you do that part when we get there. So, weak and wounded sinner, we all live life as a weak and wounded sinner. I can't imagine that there's anybody out there who's not ever sinned, right? We're all sinners, right? And some of us are wounded, and some of us are really wounded. And sometimes we're lost, and we're left to die. And, you know, you can think of the Good Samaritan. You can think of the woman at the well. She raised her head when love passed by, when Jesus said, pull some water out for me. Zacchaeus, he raised his head when Jesus was passing by. In fact, he raised it so high he climbed a tree so that he could see Jesus. Zacchaeus was a weak and wounded sinner. The man whose friends lowered him through the roof so he could be healed by Jesus because they couldn't get in through the door. They knew love was passing by, and they needed to come to Jesus. I had a few laughs when I said my sermon title is Come to Jesus, because as parents, we probably had that sort of, I'm going to have a come to Jesus with you, right? But let's come to Jesus in a different way. But what they wanted when they came to Jesus is they all wanted to engage the love of Jesus as Jesus was passing by, because he was everywhere. He was all around that Mediterranean area. And people wanted to get a glimpse. They wanted to be in the presence of Jesus. And it is being in the presence of Jesus that people were healed, that people whose hearts were broken were no longer broken, because Jesus brought them healing and brought them love. And so raise your head as Jesus is passing by. Jesus passes by us all the time. And even the disciples, way back at the beginning of Jesus' ministry, Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, and they could have continued with their nets and their fishing, but Jesus said, come follow me. They came to Jesus. They had a choice, and they made that choice to follow Jesus. In verse 2, each one of us who comes or goes through our daily life has burdens. We all have burdens of one kind or another. And it tells us in this song that our burdens are carried away because of the life and the presence and the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Jesus doesn't promise to make things easier, doesn't promise that the burdens will go away, but Jesus will help make those burdens just a little bit lighter if we put our trust in him. And this is twofold, because the second part of that is Jesus' precious blood washed away the stain, the sins of our lives, the sins of those who earnestly repent. This one, I always think of my granddaughter when I read this song, because she's, or listen to this song, she is in full crawling mode as a 9-month-old, and not afraid to crawl, and anything she wants, she goes and gets. So mom's over here, she goes, I walk in the door, she comes to me, the dog bowls, the stairs, gates and all of those things, and she is not afraid to crawl to the things that she wants. If you think of the power that a baby has to go for the things that they really want, they just go and get it. And Jesus wants us to do that. Jesus wants us to go and get into relationship with him. But it also says sometimes we walk, sometimes we fall. And she can't walk yet, so she falls a lot when she tries to walk or tries to stand. And parents, grandparents are there to catch her, to pick her up, to give her a hug if she gets hurt. And that's what Jesus does for us. When our life is so broken that we fall, it tells us to fall on Jesus. Fall into Jesus' arms and let Jesus be the one that comforts us. I don't know if you shared this, Melinda, in a sermon, but I know you shared it with me personally. She shared a few weeks back that this one, sometimes the way is lonely and steep and filled with pain. She shared that they had done a study on loneliness, and she heard the story on National Public Radio, and they discovered that the health effects of loneliness are equivalent to smoking 15 cigarettes a day. So it affects your heart, it affects your organs, it affects your body, it affects your health. And so if you can imagine what loneliness does to people, for someone who's experiencing loneliness in my life, I can tell you it's, yeah. but what it says is, when it's dark, cry to Jesus, okay? Yeah, cry by yourself, but cry to Jesus. Jesus wants to hold us in our loneliness, hold us in our pain, and hold us when our burdens are heavy. Jesus is the one we can cry to. Put these here for a reason. Glad I did. Thing about Jesus, though, is Jesus is not just there in the bad times and in the hard times. Sometimes love spills over, and sometimes the music is so joyful, and you can't contain that joy. Mindy has said she's going to dance. Why don't you dance for Jesus, okay? Because you can dance now. Dance for Jesus. And if you can't dance for Jesus, dance in your head, dance in your heart for Jesus if you can't physically dance. But we're called to dance for joy and rejoice with Jesus, because Jesus dances with us in times of joy while holding us up in times of sorrow. And as I said, Jesus is with us in every stage of our life. When this life is over, if we're followers of Jesus Christ, when we die, we fly to Jesus. Fly to Jesus and live. And so we can live now on this earth, in this place, in this time. And because of Jesus, we will live out eternity with our Lord. In my 2 years here, my prayer for each and every one of you has been that you would come to Jesus. And not come to Jesus, but that you would really come to Jesus. and that you would live, that you would live in Jesus, not just come to church, not just serve, but come to Jesus and be in relationship with Jesus Christ, enter into a personal relationship. That's been my hope, my prayer all along since I arrived, that no matter what, Jesus will be there for you, that Jesus will carry your burdens, and Jesus will wash away your sin when you come into that deep and earnest relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're feeling like there's a hole in you, Jesus is the only one who can fill that hole. Stuff can't fill it. Food can't fill it. Drugs and alcohol can't fill it. Other people cannot fill it. But Jesus can fill that place in you that longs for something deeper, longs for something more meaningful. Jesus is the one who can bring you contentment. But do you really, really know Jesus? Have you let yourself really come to know Jesus? Have you surrendered your heart and your life? My prayer is that you will do that if you haven't, and that you will seek ways to come into relationship with Jesus. This church, and by the way, this is Christ Church. It's not Tipton First United Methodist. It's Christ Church in Tipton. Is a place where followers come to know Jesus, come to know Jesus in deep and spiritual ways, and in doing that, we'll love and support one another, we'll be there for one another. Come to Jesus first thing in the morning. Come to Jesus when you're hurting. This afternoon, for those with graduations, come to Jesus when you're celebrating. Take Jesus to those parties. Take Jesus to that hot gym. I'm sure it's going to be really hot. It was hot last night at Carver Hawkeye. Jesus was there, but he was sweating with the rest of us. Just so you know, we were all sweating. You can best honor our time together, our 2 years, thank you, Richard, by continuing to grow in your faith, by continuing to grow deeper in your relationship with Jesus Christ, and experience the joy that is in Jesus, and let it spill over into your life and other people's life. Our prayer will be one more verse of the song. Did you get my memo on that one? All right. Excellent.